Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I'm Tamara Shaw, a recovering codependent, a codependent life coach, and the co-author of God Turned Mommy's Wine into Water. This podcast was created to increase the awareness of codependency and to give a more holistic look at the journey and healing of codependence. Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I am your host, Tamala Shaw, and today we have a phenomenal guest. Her name is Melissa Height. She is a sexual spiritual advisor. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. We're happy to have you. So I was so thrilled when I found out that you wanted to be a guest on the show because I'm ecstatic because I want us to talk more about the normalcy of sexual interactions. You know, Nowadays we get so stifled and scared, and we think about sex being so taboo that, in my opinion, that there's times that we need to stand up when there's abuse that we don't because of it. So I guess first I really want the audience to know, could you tell the audience about, you know, a little bit about your background?
Sure. Sure. I studied sexuality a really long time. I started as a kid, like literally as a child, I had normal inquisitive questions that were met with a lot of what I now know as erotophobia, a lot of fear, a lot of uncomfortable feelings from adults. And for me, it was a really normal question. And my questions being not answered and shut down was something I hadn't experienced before. You know, if I asked about an animal, people told me about it. And if I asked about, like, where do I pee and what toilet, like whatever, people told me about it. But for them to be so weird about it, and this is not just my parents, this was my whole community. This was everyone around me, all the adults around me. So I started sneaking away in libraries and going and looking at books that were way above my reading level, way above what I could understand, but I got what I could get. So I literally started studying sexuality, I would say, at about 5 years old. And continued kind of privately, secretly. I grew up in a very religiously stifled environment. And so I kept that as a secret thing I did for a while. And it wasn't like even kinky for me. I wasn't like, I was a kid when it started. Like I wasn't turned on or getting aroused by anything. I was just very curious about how the body worked and all sorts of questions with that. So, started studying for a long time. Kind of longer story short, I was an acrobat and was teaching pole dancing for a while. And that got me into helping women move their bodies in ways that they hadn't ever moved before, which brought up a lot of feelings, you know, to be embodied in your hips for the first time and to know that you're a sexual, powerful being for the first time. It was a lot for a lot of people. So I got into coaching that way and helping women that way. In a very embodied way. So pole dancing. And then I went into sex work, which is another long story that like I didn't seek that work at all. It really just fell in my lap and became the most beautiful, impactful part of my life. I felt like I did the best work in my life during that 10 years of doing
sex work. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So there's lots of different avenues of sex work. There's lots of different ways that sex work plays out. I worked legally in brothels in Nevada. So I was in a very, very privileged position to be safe and protected and supported. And I got to choose what I did, how I interacted with people, the financial exchange between me and a customer. I had full choice in all of those moments, which is just outrageously privileged and beautiful. And I'm so lucky that I got to experience sex work in that way, because for me, it became a very, very beautiful thing. I was not abused. I was not coerced. I was not in a desperate situation. I was in my heart, loving people, helping people, heal people, and having fun and getting paid for it. So very unique experience with sex work. That's, I know that's not everyone's experience, and mine was very unique and very beautiful. And I have a lot to say about it. And I have a lot of pride in that time in my life. And then since then, and even before that, since then and before that, I have just been teaching people one-on-one coaching online, workshops, online courses, this kind of thing, and help people elevate their experience with sexuality, get it out of the gutter, out of the yes. taboo places, and bringing it into the light that it deserves and respect that it deserves, with reverence, you know, with a reverence. Like, sexuality is how we all got here.
Yes.
It's like the most beautiful part of life, I think, in a lot of ways. It is life. And societally, we're just doing a real disservice to all of our people
yeah.
in the world by having it be so taboo, so mm-hmm. underground, only, you know, only talked about in a raunchy, dirty light,
right.
and not even just the human aspects. I like to rehumanize sexuality.
Yes.
Like, not even the holy stuff. Like, that's great. That's cool too. But just like, what about the natural, normal human experience
right.
side of things?
Yeah.
So yeah, I help people elevate their experience with sexuality. And I've done that since, I'd say, about 2009 is when this career kind of started for me.
Nice. It's funny that, you know, well, not funny. I love that you talk about the whole pole dancing situation mm-hmm. because it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe about 5 years ago for my birthday, I wanted to take a class. You know, I've always been, you know, I like to keep my body moving. Mm-hmm. And I agree. There are certain walks, certain movements. When you start to move your hips, it's very healthy. Right. Your thighs, you know, making sure that those muscles and joints, you know, we don't understand that it may look very sexual or, but it's healthy. So, mm-hmm. but I invited a lot of people to take this pole class with me. Cool. And it was also a sexual dance class. Mm-hmm. So we had two classes that we were going to take, and very few people showed up. I was just like, okay.
Scared, huh?
And it was so much fun. And those that mm-hmm. came, I mean, we had such a great time, and, you know, we vowed that we would continue to do it. And, you know, some of us have, but not as much as we want to, but yeah, it's just something even as simple as a pole dance class, people mm-hmm. connected to something that, again, is they think it's dirty, right?
Yeah.
And so, it's unfortunate.
It is. So one of the things, there's a lot of things I loved about teaching pole dancing. I don't do it anymore, mostly due to an injury, but, there's a lot of things I loved about pole dancing. And one of the things goes right along with your podcast and codependency is you start to realize when you move your body, when you're in your thighs, when you're in your hips, when you have that mirror with you, you start to experience. We know this already. You know that your body is yours and it's your property and it's for you. But when you start to move for yourself, you realize that your body really is yours. My body doesn't exist to please somebody else. My body doesn't exist to perform for somebody else. Yeah. This is my body. These are my thighs. These are my hips. This is what my belly wants to do. And it's different than just knowing that. When you experience it, it settles deeper into your cells of a deeper knowing that your body is yours and it's for you. Absolutely. And that is a public safety piece of information that particularly yeah. all of our young girls and women need to know, that your body is yours and it mm-hmm. is for you. So there are some deep, deep lessons to be learned in something as simple as you Absolutely. Would think, as simple as a pole class.
Absolutely. So you said that you were very inquisitive about sexuality mm-hmm. or the body, even as a mm-hmm. child. So so there's a lot of mom and dads out there with little boys and girls. Mm-hmm. What suggestions would you give them if their child comes to ask those questions, ask any questions? Yeah. What is this? You know, how do you have that? I saw a little boy the other day, he went and grabbed his, he popped his mom on his, on her breast. And she, you know, she kind of, she jumped and then started looking around because she was embarrassed. And sure. I was just like, it's a body part. And so, you know, I mm-hmm. just kind of laughed about it and we went on, but literally mm-hmm. like, you know, it's, don't be embarrassed. Like what suggestions would you give them?
Yeah, there are so, so many. I love working with parents to help them prepare as their children evolve and grow as humans to have these age appropriate conversations. So there are age appropriate things to say at different times. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of a lot bigger question.
Yeah, for sure.
In general, first of all, there are tons of books now. There are so many books to help parents at different levels of evolution. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is you need to work as a parent, you need to work personally on your erotophobia. So erotophobia is the fear of all things sexual, sexual conversations, sexual images, public displays of affection, anything sexual, is to work on your fear with that. And what that looks like in an embodied way is your kid slaps your breast and you tense and tighten and scared. This is your erotophobia. If he slapped your arm, you wouldn't feel the same way. You would react differently. So that's what erotophobia looks like in a physical way. Mm-hmm. So we need to, as adults, as parents and as adults, we need to work on that tension that arises in our body. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when your little one comes up to you and says, "What's between his legs? I've never seen that before. What is that?" Mm-hmm. You get to practice before this conversation happens. You get to practice being relaxed in your body. And oh, this is where she comes and learns what a penis is. Mm-hmm. This is a penis. These are testicles, and that's the parts that he has. You have a vulva. Mm-hmm. And literally, if you just give kids that information, they go back to jump roping. They go back to playing in the sandbox. They're not like, they don't need to know further because you gave them the information without all sorts of fear and baggage involved with it. Mm-hmm. When I asked those questions, I got, we don't talk about that.
Right.
I'm like, what do you mean we don't? This is an arm. This is a head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I've learned this. What the hell? Why don't we talk about that? I was so confused because I just needed, that's a penis.
Simply. Oh,
okay. And really that's how we evolve as humans. Like we really, if you just get the information, mm-hmm. you're good.
Right.
And you move on.
And then when they get older, you know, like you said, there's a different conversation. Then you'll yep. have the conversation about the birds and the bees, right?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. as you get older, but that, like you said, it starts young, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some babies, as soon as you take off their diaper, the boys, they want to feel like, where is that? I couldn't feel it earlier. So it's off. Let me touch it, right? Let me touch my bees. So, you know, it starts early. So it lets mm-hmm. you know, it's human. mm-hmm. It's human. And if we could just start having these conversations and start having the tools, that's the thing, the tools to have the conversation in order to be okay and not have those tense moments or those anxious times where you don't know what to do or say. Just to, like you said, have that preparation.
And it's much easier said than done. I need to say that. It's very easy for me to just say, just relax about it and be okay. That doesn't address that you have a physical reaction to it.
Right.
You still have this like tension that happens. So that takes work on an embodied level. And that takes someone who knows how to work somatically. So there's lots of embodiment coaches out there. You know, I can help, but there's lots of sex therapists and embodiment coaches that can help you literally like unravel and unwind that reaction that comes up. So that's the number one thing for parents is to literally work on your own shit, and your own shit is your own erotophobia.
So I love that you talked about somatic, right? Mm-hmm. Can you talk a bit about that? Because that's a big key word now. It's like somatic yoga, somatic movements. Mm-hmm. If you could talk to the audience about that.
So like knowledge is for the mind and experiences for the body. That's what I was talking about with the pole dancing. Like you can know that your body belongs to you without knowing it all the way down to your toes. Mm-hmm. And to know it from head to toe and in your cells and deep in your bones takes experience. And experience happens within the body. Mm-hmm. I've worked a lot with the academic education in sexuality. I worked a lot with people who were just, they understood sexuality here.
Right.
And it was apparent that they
Head
understood
only.
sexuality
Yeah.
from the neck up, that they didn't get it in their body. And I had this 10 years of experience of being on the front lines of being in sexual experience with people and navigating that. And I feel like that's what sets me apart from people is like, I have this knowledge, but I also have this embodied life of experiencing sexuality in a different way. So tell something until your body has the knowledge of it. So that's what somatic work is. So it's a big field. There's a lot of people doing it. There's a lot of people working in this field now, which is fantastic because it's what's needed. It's what's necessary for us to evolve at the pace that we're all evolving at now, or we're trying to evolve at now.
Yes.
We need to do it in an embodied way. We can't just read a book and have this life-changing thing. We need to have more of an embodied experience.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they say, do the work, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I focus on in my work. And because that's what works. That's what we need to do.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I believe that it's the somatic is like, yes, you see it all over Facebook and Instagram and all these different places.
Yeah.
And they're not really explaining the work. It's just loosen your hips and this and that and that. And it's, you know, they're going about it in a very lightweight way. But I guess as long as you can bring people in to do the work, that's what matters, right?
Yeah.
But it is a deeper work in there that can be done for people to make you more comfortable with your being.
Right. It is. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It is hard to explain. It's like going back to the pole dancing. Like, I can just tell you it's a pole dancing class and you come and move your body. I can't tell you when you get in there that you're going to learn that you own yourself.
Exactly.
That you are in charge of yourself. That you are your own queen. Like, I can't tell you that. I'm going to tell you how to be safe around a pole.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right foot, then left foot, then right foot, and move your hand here. And you have to find that yourself. So that's part of why somatic work, we don't explain it too much.
Right.
Because I will give you the tools to get there. And then you will realize, oh, I can now talk to my child in a normal tone.
Yeah. Because you
not
understand
be terrified.
Yourself. A lot better as well.
Because you've done the work to move
really
out
really
the stuckness.
So if you have a woman or a man that comes to you and they're just very uncomfortable with their bodies, right? Mm-hmm. They don't really know how to express or I don't want to make people think, let me see, I'm trying to make sure I'm posing this question correctly. Sometimes it's hard to be one with yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. And so let's say a man or a woman, they're very uncomfortable with themselves just as a whole. What would you tell them? Like, what type of work would you suggest that they do for themselves?
I would want to get more specific into them and their details of what's going on with them, you know, but all of my work involves bringing your whole self, like an integration, integrity work, alignment work, bringing your whole self back into alignment with you, which means your physical body, your thoughts, your heart, your spirituality, just like bringing it all together. So that's my work with everything. So I will do different exercises or activities to help someone return to themselves. If they're uncomfortable, say with their body, there's probably a lot of leaving. There's probably a lot of disassociation and just leaving the body, not being there because that's where they were assaulted. That's where they were traumatized. That's where things happened that weren't fun and they don't want to think about or experience again.
Mm-hmm.
And so being in the body, being with the body can be really challenging for a lot of people. So the work is a gentle, loving, compassionate returning.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was watching a Tyler Perry documentary, and he talks about how he floats through life. And that's in good and bad situations. You know,
Got
most
it.
people feel as though, oh, when something traumatic is happening to you, then I just kind of float until it's over. When he explained, he even floats through the good times. He was being celebrated for something, and he said, I just need to continue to be present. I'm trying not to float, is what he said. And it was all because he learned that survival mechanism because of all of the abuse that he endured in childhood. So I thought that it was very interesting that he, even during the good times, he couldn't even take that. It gave him so much anxiety that he even needed to float over those times.
Oh, for sure.
So I think that that's very, very good. It's good for people to think about how they handle certain things and why. And like you said, becoming one and really aligning. Your body tells everything. That's the other thing people don't understand. Your body is the storyteller of everything in life. Whether it be your nerves, your muscles, your reactions, the body tells everything. So to be aligned, to have someone to be able to do that work with you is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So as far as the spiritual side, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, spirituality is different for everybody, and everyone wants to approach it in their own way. And everyone has like God in their own way, or the magic of the universe, or none of it. You know, it's all scientific, whatever. And I like to work with all of that because it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what your systems are. Like I said, I like to help people align with their full self. The base of us, like if we want to go back to the Eastern, like the chakra system, the base of us is our root chakra. And that's where all this survival stuff and the sexuality stuff comes in, is that lower level stuff. But that's to be the power to fuel the rest of it, to fuel the whole line. And the top of this line is this crown chakra, is where we connect with the universe, God,
wherever.
Who knows? I don't know, the great mystery. It's how we open up to this great mystery. So, I like to work with that whole channel and that whole path. That's where the sexual spiritual advisor comes in, is it's this whole alignment piece. Because then you're with magic.
It's that mind, body, and soul, right?
Totally.
Because it all aligns.
Yes.
It all completely, you know, and if one is off kilter, it's all off kilter, you know, see, and that's the other thing that I love that you can work with them, because sometimes people don't understand what is not aligned. It may, you know, I've done so much work and I feel like, oh, I'm just great. And then all of a sudden one day I'm like, ooh, I'm off, you know, but I know the feelings now for me. So that's a beautiful thing, but I'm always checking in with my advisor because the work is constant. It's a beautiful feeling to know when you're aligned and know when to work and to do all of that. But I always tell people, continue to work with people, you know?
Yeah, continue to work with yourself.
Yes, for sure. So tell us about some of the programs that you have, that you offer.
Yeah, wonderful. So my big kind of flagship program is an internal boundary course. And it's like 6 month to a year program of helping people clarify and understand the internal aspect of boundary work. So boundary work is a really popular buzzword right now. It's a very common thing, and it's mostly talked about in the external part, like my relationship with you, how I talk to you, what I say to you. And that's great and that's awesome. And I find people really struggle with how to do that because they don't understand the internal aspects of it yet. The fact that you belong to yourself, like that we keep coming back to, these core fundamental pieces, that if they're not in place, you're going to just develop a codependency. You're just going to abdicate to the external environment rather than being your own core, whole, solid, beautiful, sovereign self.
Yes.
So it's a pretty rich, thick, meaty program. Not for everybody. It's really for like if you are at your wits' end of, I can't do this anymore. I can't choose the boyfriend over my own needs and wants anymore. I have to learn how to honor myself first. I have to. Those are the people that come to me. They're like, help. I have to learn this. I need this. Help me figure out how to do this. So it's a pretty in-depth course. I really love it. I think it's really great.
6 months to a
That's
year,
my
that is
kind
beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's the main one. And then I'm developing more and more smaller courses at the end of this month. We're in March right now. At the end of this month, I should have out my Pathways of Pleasure course. And this is helping people find more pathways to pleasure and understanding what pleasure is in a healthy way. And it coincides with addiction. The Dr. Andrew Huberman talks about addiction being a narrowing of one's pleasures.
Ooh.
I know, right? Let that
Yeah.
settle for a sec.
Right?
So this course is about widening, expanding, broadening our pleasures. So it's sexually based and beyond
I
and
love
everything
that.
else.
I
Yeah.
love that. Absolutely.
So that's coming out. I have a little chocolate making course because I just started teaching that and people just love the chocolates that I make. It's fun. That's live and on my website already right now. And that's a medicinal chocolate making. It's about making chocolates for you and your body. And so we talk about a lot of different additives that you can add in. I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian. Like you do your own research on your own supplements and whatnot, but we discuss what you could do with your own chocolates and how to make them. So it's a fun class that's on there too. And then the other big thing I'm working on is a touch class. I didn't mention was a massage therapist for 18 years or so. And on top of doing the sex work for a decade. So I have a lot of touch knowledge and experience, and I really understand how important human touch is. And I developed a course called The Element of Touch. It's not live yet, but it should be maybe by the end of this year. I hope to have that done.
Well,
It's a bigger
I'm
one.
gonna have to join that one.
It's so good. I really have this deep love in my heart for it. It will help you identify your specific touch needs, like the nuances of what kind of touch your body wants and craves, which is different than anybody's, like your own blueprint for touch, and then how to communicate that to other people and how to understand other people and what their touch needs are. So I think it's a really great course. I've done an online workshop with it. I'm sorry, I've done a live workshop with
Oh,
it.
nice. Okay.
That was fantastic, and I want to do more of those live workshops, but I also want to get it to a wider audience to make it accessible online.
Well, when you are ready to do it, I would love to have you on or have you put together a quick snippet of, what you're going to do, how they can find it, and I'll put it inside of another podcast, like, at the beginning or
Sounds
the end,
great.
because that is phenomenal. I am big on touch. So I'm big on chocolate too. So but yes, this is so good. And where can the audience find you?
Yeah, all everything's on my website. So melissalhite.com. I imagine you'll put that in show notes
I
and
will. I will
whatnot
put it in the
for
show notes.
everybody. It's just my name, and that will have the courses that are available, more coming, and that will have links to like a Facebook group and an Instagram page and that kind of thing.
That's awesome. And it tells all about you. It was very, I loved reading it. So go on her
Thank
website,
you.
learn about her, and you'll know, that she's the one to get you aligned and help
Oh, thank you.
you honestly help you have some ease about some of these human acts that are out here that we can make more human. So I don't have any other questions except for if you could tell the audience anything, what would it be?
If I could tell the audience anything.
Anything. Take your time. Figure
Oh, there's so many things.
it out.
I think I want the world to know that you can heal and you can change your life in the ways of your choosing. You are not stuck with your circumstances. Your circumstances can change. You can choose to be different. I grew up in a very depressed environment, and I didn't know that I could be happier in life. I didn't know that that was an option for me to exist with more joy. And when I learned that I could choose differently and I could build the capacity in my body to experience more joy, that was life-changing. So I want you to know, all of you, everybody in the world, that you can change your circumstances, internal and external, and have a different experience in life.
Oh, that is so good. That is so good, because most of us, we would like to be, even if it's just in a certain area, different than what we grew up with, you know, and it's okay. It's okay to be different. It's okay to what they call go against the grain, because that might be your road. It may have not been your parents' or your ancestors' road, but it could be yours, and it's okay. That's very, very good. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has been fantastic. And I hope to have you back, you know, once you get the pathways to pleasure and all of that going. I would love that. So you can talk to the audience about it and they can sign up and all of that good stuff. Yeah. And I'd like to tell the audience that you could have chosen any podcast, but you chose this one, and I thank you. And I want you to remember that you matter and your story matters. And until next time, me and Melissa are gone, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
I understand that nothing is more valuable than your time. So thank you for listening. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Codependent Me, and check out my website at codependentme.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day.